We continue our learning. We are in Sanhedrin. Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Kohen Gadol Dan, the Danin Oso. Regarding a Kohen Gadol, he's able to judge others. He can serve as a Dayan, sit in a Beis Din, and we don't have to be concerned that the other Dayanim are going to be afraid to say anything because of the kavod that they're giving the Kohen Gadol. The Danin Oso, which means that he can be judged. He can be the subject of judgment, something he did wrong, an aver that he did. We spoke about Dini Nefashos, his judge through the Beis Din of 71, and Dini Mamonos, like everybody else in a Beis Din of 3. Meid umidin oso. The Kohen Gadol is able to serve as an aid in front of Beis Din, but the Gemara says, not for everybody. The only person he can testify for on behalf of is the Ben Melech. Why? The son of the prince, the son of the king. Why? Because on the Melech, he can't testify, as we'll learn later on in Mishnah Beis, that HaMelech lo meid v'lo midin oso. That you can't testify. The king cannot be the subject of Eidus. So, obviously, the Kohen Gadol cannot testify on behalf of the king. But testifying on behalf of the king's son for a Ben Melech, so that's perfectly acceptable. If he knows Eidus for the Ben Melech, so what does the Melech do? The Melech comes and sits in the Beis Din to give the proper kavod to the Kohen Gadol, and then the Kohen Gadol will come in and testify on behalf of the Ben Melech. But in general, it's not kavod for the Kohen Gadol to testify for anybody, and therefore, he's only made for a Ben Melech. Can't be made for the Melech, because no one could be made for the Melech. It can't be made for a regular person, because it's not covered for the Kohen Gadol to have to come in and testify for someone. But he can be made for the Ben Melech, as long as the Melech comes to give the proper cover to the Kohen Gadol. Umidin oso, which means that he can be the subject of testimony of Eidus. Someone knows Eidus regarding about the Kohen Gadol. That person can come and testify for the Kohen Gadol, against the Kohen Gadol. Choletz, if let's say the Kohen Gadol's son died without children and he wants to be mekayem the mitzvah of chalitza with his sister-in-law, he has the right to do that, even though she's spitting in front of him. We're not afraid of his kavod regarding that. But of course, we'll see he can't do yibam because he's a Kohen Gadol, can't live with an almana. V'choltzin le'ishta, which means if the Kohen Gadol dies without children, one of his brothers can perform chalitza on the Kohen Gadol's wife. Umiyadbin is ishto, and not only that, the brother, if the Kohen Gadol passes away, the brother Kohen Gadol can, also a Kohen, but not the Kohen Gadol, can be miyadbin his wife, because the Kohen is allowed to marry a widow, so there's no problem with that. Well, aval hu ein ubiyadbin. So the Kohen Gadol, though, if his brother dies, he, as we said, can perform chalitza, but cannot perform yibam, obviously, because Kohen Gadol cannot marry an almana. Meis lo meis, eino yotza achar hamita. If one of the relatives, even his mother or father, or one of the seven closest relatives of the Kohen Gadol dies, he does not go out to escort the meis, because we're afraid, because of the tsar, the tremendous emotional pain he's in, he's going to forget and be metame himself. The Torah says, I'll call nafshos meis lo yavo, lovavili melo itama. Kohen Gadol cannot become tame meis for anybody, even for family. So therefore, he should not be following the coffin, the aron, elo, but he's still, according to Usti Rabbi Meir, he still can come out to escorted to some extent. Elohein nichsin v'hu nigla, hein niglin v'hu nichsin. Literally, they are covered, concealed, and he is revealed. They are revealed, and he is covered. It means when the mace is taken out, this relative is taken out, So he should be at the corner. They're going down one street. He remains on another street that's perpendicular to that. So he can be walking as long as the mace, he cannot see the mace, and they cannot see, and the people who are escorting the mace can't see him. So they cover themselves. He can be nigla. He can walk down the street. Hey, niglin, but once they are exposed, which means he sees that they're going on a certain block, a certain street, hunichse, he has to cover himself, which means he has to be around the corner so that he doesn't get too close. The Yotzei Mohen on Pesach Ha'ir, he can escort in this way the mace till the Shar Ha'ir. This is because So this is how he escorts the mace till they get to the gate of the city. Now they're going to go out to the cemetery there. You don't have buildings to go on one block, the other block. There's no way for him to cover himself, to be concealed. And therefore, once he gets to the Shara Ir, that's where he has to stop escorting. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir's opinion regarding the Kohen Gadol's clip. It says, Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetzei, regarding becoming Tamei Mace, that is not to be taken literally. He can't leave the Beis HaMikdash. It just means he cannot leave his Kedusha. And therefore he's able to escort, but he just should not escort to the extent we're afraid he's going to become Tameh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Yotzei Min HaMikdash, no, he cannot leave the Mikdash at all to escort the mace. Shenemar Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei, he takes that very literally, he can't leave the Mikdash at all. And we follow Rabbi Yehuda that he should not be escorting at all. But that's all if it's one of his relatives. If it's someone, it's not his relative, he can escort because he doesn't have that emotional pain to the same extent, so they were not afraid he's going to get too close and become tamemes. Ukshem hu menachem acherim, when the Kohen Gadol is giving nechama to others, others are coming back from the kavura. So we know we make a shura, we make a line for nechama velim. So when that happens, derech kalam ovin bezeach harzeh, the custom is that everybody, as we know, passes the avelim, and we're menachem the avelim. Our minhag is that the avelim walk through. But here it sounds like the Avelim stand and we pass them. So this is what typically would happen. What do we do when the Kohen Gadol wants to be Menachem? He should just walk by like everybody else? The answer is no. The Hamemune, which is the Skan Kohen Gadol, which is the assistant Kohen Gadol, the one who will, if the Kohen Gadol becomes Tamei and Yom Kippur, this is the Skan will take his place. Mimatzo Beino Levein Ha'am. Mimatzo is like from the word Emsa. He ensures that the Kohen Gadol is in the middle, that for his kavod, that there is the Memuneh, the Skan Kohen Gadol, who is on his right, and the rest of the people are on the left. And that way, that's how he's Menachem the Avelim, who are standing there when they're coming back from the Kvura. Let's say he is the one who needs nechama. He's the avel. This comes to the Kohen Gadol to be menachem. Kol ha'om omim lo. Everyone says to him, Anu kaparasecha. We are your kapar. We are your atonement, which means we want to take the place. Anything that is supposed to come upon you, any ban omen, whatever it may be, should come upon us. And he responds to them. Tis baruch hu min hashamayim. He says he gives them a blessing. When you bring the sudas havra, that first suda which should not come from the Avel's funds, but others should bring that food, as we have the Suda Savra. When you bring that, and he's now eating that first meal, Kala Am Misubin Al Haaretz, everyone should be sitting on the ground to join in his tsar, but Vahu, the Kohen Gadol, Meisev Al HaSasol, he's sitting on a sasol, on a bench, because of the kavod, so Rambam says, the Kohen still, Kohen Gadol, still may not sit on the floor, but he sits on a low chair, but nonetheless, the people are sitting lower. Perek Beis Mishnah Beis, HaMelech, so previous mission, we spoke about the Kohen Gadol. Now we speak about the Melech. HaMelech lo don of lo don in oso. As opposed to Kohen Gadol, we say don vidon in oso. Although we said, he can serve as a dayan and others can judge against him when he comes to court. Then we spoke about Edus, but that was only for a Ben Melech. But when it comes to a Melech himself, he cannot judge, he cannot be judged. Lo meid, v'lo meid in oso. He cannot testify for anyone, and people cannot testify against him on it or in his behalf. The Mishnah here, the Gemara explains, based on the Pasuk, in Yirmiyo, it says, Yirmiyo Chaf Aleph, Beis David Koamar Hashem, Dino Levakem Mishpat, V'Hitzilu Gozul Miad Osheik. What does it mean, Beis David Koamar Hashem, in this Levakem Mishpat, that Malchei Beis David were able to judge others? So the Gemara says this is all Malchei Yisrael, where we say the Melech Lo Don of Lo Don or Oso. But Malchei Beis David, then Don can judge and Don and Oso. Of course, the Pasuk says so. Beis David, do you know Levaker, Mishpat? They should be involved. Hitzilu Gozum, Yerav Sheik. They can judge. Only Malchei Yisrael does this halacha apply to Lo Don, Lo Don and Oso. Now, this pasuk only says that Malchut Beis David can judge others. How do I know that they can be judged? So that I don't know. That I don't see from here. So the answer is, a person cannot judge others unless he can be the subject of judgment himself, based on the pasuk in Sefanya Perek Beis, pasuk Aleph, his kosher shu v'koshu, which Reish Lakish darshins to mean kishot atzmecha tchila, make yourself honest and truthful first, v'achar kach kishot acherim, and then you can make other people truthful. You can judge others. So if they're able to judge, if Malchut Yisrael cannot judge, it cannot be judged. But Malchut Beis David, the pasuk says they can judge. If they can judge, based on his kosher shuva koshu, they need to be able to be judged themselves as well. Why is this so that Malchut Yisrael cannot judge? Because of a story with the Eved of Yanai HaMelech. Yeah, the Eved of Yanai HaMelech killed a person. And Shimon ben Shatach says that we have to bring Yanai HaMelech with his Eved to judgment, because it says regarding Shor Shanagach, regarding an animal that gore, it says V'huad B'va'alav, where we say Yavo Baal HaShor V'yamad Al Sharo, the same thing, a person should come. If someone's ox killed a person, let's say it needs to be judged, so the Bailim, the owner, has to be there as well. He should be judged and testified against in front of the owner. And the same thing should be true regarding an Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani is the person's property. So since it was the Eved Kanani of Yanai HaMelech, and the Eved is being judged for killing someone, so Yanai has to come there as well. So Yanai came and sat in Beis Din, and then now it's time to try to see if they will convict the Eved Kanani of Yanai. Shimon ben Shetach said, Yanai HaMelech HaMadar Aglech, all in the Gemara. Yanai, you need to stand up and let people testify against you. This is your Eved that kills someone. And v'lo lefani, you know what Tomei made? You're not standing in front of us, just human beings. And lefnei misha, amar v'hayo olama Tomei. You're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenei amar, v'amdu shenei ha'anashim, pasuk in Yidvarim yutest, av shenei ha'anashim asher lahim harid lefnei Hashem. People who are coming, the litigants who come into court, they're standing in front of Hashem. So amar lo, lo said Yanai to Shimon ben Shatach, lo kishetomar ato el kamoshi remar. I don't want to hear you. I want to hear your friends. Your friends are here to testify against me. So then, okay, I'll hear from them. So it says, Shimon ben Shetach turned to his right, and the Dayanim covered their faces in the ground because they were afraid of Yanai HaMelech. And he turned to his left, and they did the same thing. Shimon ben Shetach gave them Musa. He says, Bali machshavos atem, yavo bal machshavos v'paramikem, Hashem should come and punish you. Gavriel HaMalach came, and these judges all died because of this story. Because of what had happened, Chacham made gzeira that a melech v'lo done. So this is. But Malchei Beis David, they didn't make a gzeira because of the pasuk dinu leboker. That's the pasuk dinu leboker mishpat. So based on that pasuk, so that we mentioned before, so therefore they not. So you bring a clarity. So that is based on the pasuk, Malchut Beis David can judge. Then we say regarding the melech, once again, lo meid v'lo meid deno so. This is also because of the maaser with the Yanai HaMelech, and therefore it would apply only to Malchut Beis David. And some say no, even Malchut Beis David cannot testify, just even though they can judge, they can't testify, because it's a bizayon for the melech to have to appear as an aid, as a witness in Beis Din. But they can be the subject, Malchut Beis David can be the subject of Eidus, because they can be the subject of being judged, they can be the subject of Eidus. So when lo meid v'lo meid deno so, some say that only applies to Malchut Beis David, Malchut Yisrael, just like judgment. And some say, no, that the idea of not testifying applies to Malchut Beis David as well. But v'lo meid deno so, they can't be the subject of testimony. That applies only to Malchut Yisrael. Lo chalitz, melech cannot perform chalitza if his brother died without children. The brother of the king does not have a mitzvah to fulfill, does not have to fulfill mitzvah of chalitza with the almana, because it's a disgrace for the king to have the yavama spit on the floor in front of him. Lo chalitza l'ishto, nor do we perform chalitza to the wife of the melech if the king died without children, because the almanas hamelech can't marry anybody else. So he can't marry anybody else, can't perform yibum, and therefore no need for chalitza. Lo Yavim, he, if his brother died, does not perform Yibum to the Almana of his brother, of his, doesn't perform Yibum to his sister. Look, it's not Kavod HaMelech, that he should be almost secondary to his brother to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibum. V'lo miyabim l'ishto, if, as we said, if the king dies, no, the brother, his brother does not perform Yibum. It's not, as we said, it's not kavod. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, she doesn't marry anyone else after he dies. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imratza lacho to liyabim zachal atov. If the melech wants to be mochel on his kavod, to do chalitza or Yibum, he has the right to do so. No, we cannot be mezalz in the kavod of the melucha. A melech shemachal kvodo in kvodo machal, say the chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Based on the pasuk, som tasim alecha melech. What does it mean? Som tasim alecha melech. Shetehei ema so alecha. The Gemara is on your testament base. His fear should be upon it, which means vas tosom tasim. One explanation is som tasim means place him as the king. And if he says no, don't, it's okay, I want to be mochel. Tasim, no, you have to keep placing him as the king. Keep giving him the proper kavod. He cannot forego his kavod. They know sinamanuso. If the king dies, you cannot marry his almana. And the same thing would be true. Not only his widow, you can't marry his grusha. And even another melech cannot marry is the almana or the grusha. Rabbi Yudomer no say hamelech amanuso shel melech. And Rabbi disagrees and says another melech can marry the widow of the melech. She came asin be David. David shenas amanuso shel shol. He married the Alman of Shaul. Shneimar v'etna l'chayes beis adonecha v'sneshei adonecha b'chekecha. So it sounds like he's marrying Shaul's Almanos. Tanakama says that's not what that pasuk means. That's referring to nashos who are mutaros lo. Ruoyes lo beis hamelech. Let's say Meirav and Michal, the daughters of Shaul. That's what that pasuk refers to, but the Almanos of the king not.